We just got another team to play each week. You know, you can't be dwelling on the past and stuff like that. You know?
How much did you guys kind of take personally the performance you had last year against Florida with how well they ran it and how much different you guys play this year to try and correct that?
Every game personal, but for them to run the ball like that, it was like a punch in the gut. But, you know, new year, so new opportunity.
What have you seen from Florida this year? I guess in the film you have watched, what have you seen from Florida?
They got a pretty good defense, you know, pretty good on offense too. But, I mean, I think they got some injuries and things like that, but they're coming off a little tough loss against LSU. But it was a pretty good game, and I think they're a good team overall.
What's the biggest difference of this defense in the last two games you played?
Mindset. Come out. My defense?
Your defense. Yours and the entire team.
Oh, mindset, man. Just the mindset of everybody. Mindset, man. We just playing for one common goal. Just get a W.
Was there one play or one moment during Saturday when you knew that this was going to be a dominating day for the defense?
Not really. I didn't really. I just play by play. That's all I try to do, man. I just try to do my job, and that's about it.
How important was it to see with the result that your best is good enough to beat anybody, to play well, and to beat an elite team? How much does that help you going forward?
It was a confidence booster kind of thing, you know. But I just think we've been knew we could play. It's just, I don't know, I think it was confidence, mentality, focus, things like that.
Javon, when Israel had that pick six on Saturday, you were bearing down on Fromm and about to hit him there. What did you see Israel pick that ball off, and what was your reaction to that play?
I mean, I saw him, but I was so tired. Like, I didn't really, like I said, I saw him score, but it didn't register until I got to the side and looked at the scoreboard. I was like, come on, when we scored? So I was so tired.
Did you recognize right away that Fromm made a bad throw? I mean, you kind of forced that, I guess.
No, I thought he was throwing it away. Shoot, but, you know, Spider-Man do his thing out there.
Is that you call him?
Yeah,
where can you Spider-Man. Get better?
Me? Where can I get better? Pad level, striking blocks better, playing my double teams better, things like that. Converting from running pass better, running after the ball more. Just a lot of stuff. I can work on a lot of stuff.
How would you describe Kobe Smith's personality?
He the man, man. He always got you laughing. Like I say, Kobe just being Kobe, man. He a clown, man. That's what he is.
Coach Muschamp says he's a big note taker in meetings. Is he the guy that you go to sort of cheat off in his page?
Oh, nah. Honestly, he sit right next to me. So, you know, I see him taking notes. So he make me want to take more notes often. You know, taking notes, it really helps.
Javon, your teammates were talking about being able to practice so early. It makes things a little bit easier when you do have these new games. Do you think that's another reason it kind of gives you guys an advantage? I mean, I know you guys have had a couple new games this year.
Definitely. We practice early every day, so it's nothing new to us. You know, we up all the time. I'm up at 6 o'clock every day, you know. So for us to get out there early, we like it like that. We like it no matter what time it is, honestly.
I know some fans would probably like those night games to be able to drink all day, but at the same time, I know that you guys, you know, got to do your thing. How much does that help you get into that routine?
I think as long as we win, I don't think what time really matters to them, honestly. That's what I think.
I know that you have a singular focus on what's next with Florida, but what do you think you'll think about when you think about what happened last Saturday after you're done playing here as far as what that meant, when will mean to you?
I'm not sure yet, man. Like I said, man, I'm just focused on, I just ball it up, throw it away, get my next sheet of paper out, and write down Florida on it, man. That's all I'm worried about right now, Florida Gators.
Javon, Florida kind of rotates two quarterbacks. Does your role change at all as a defensive tackle if you have another quarterback in the next?
I don't think so.
Rush to get to the backfield as quick as possible.
Just get in there. That's my objective. Just get back there.
Javon, when you guys have a game like you guys did against Georgia, how much pride do you guys take as a front seven, being able to make them one-dimensional, make them, they were past it 50 to over 50 times?
I just think we take pride as a whole team, you know, just not front seven. Everybody did their job. You know, it took 11 guys, you know, to beat that team, 11 guys on the field at a time. So
Javon, is there a level of pride in seeing how far Rick Sanders has kind of come from last season and how his game has developed?
Definitely, man. I got a lot of respect for Rick because, you know, he just come so long of a way, you know, just a big kid, you know, he's kind of coming into himself. So, yeah, I'm really proud of Rick.
As far as your pass rush moves, was there anything that you did specifically during the offseason, like new kinds of moves or anything like that, or is this just culmination of you putting in all the work that you've done?
I can't give you my recipe, man.
Secret sauce?
Yeah, I can't give you my recipe, man.
What did it mean?
Donnell said that he was kind of peeved a little bit that he didn't get to pick any music during the celebration in the locker room. If you guys beat Florida, do you think you'll be able to give him, like, the iPhone and let him pick a song?
I don't never got nothing to do with the music.
I didn't know if you...
I don't got nothing to do with that.
Do you like some of the music he likes? Country?
I think so.
You think so?
I hope so. I don't know, though.
What did it mean to you to be named SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week?
Well, it just means I got to go get another one. That's all.
Those Muschamp's glasses are taking on its own world. You know, it's got its own parody account on Twitter. It's got a hashtag now. Is there something special with the specs?
I don't know, man. I guess it make him see better out there, I guess. I never knew he wore glasses.
Who do you model your game after?
Right now, it's Javon Kinlaw.
Do you pay attention to what other people say about you as far as scouts and NFL analysts and people like that?
No, I just care about what the head man say. That's about it. That's the only thing that put a smile on my face. I could care less about anybody outside of this organization, you know. As long as my teammates and the coaches is fine and, you know, they praise me and things like that, that's the best feeling ever. You know, outside factors don't matter to me.
Was Saturday one of the furthest limits you pushed yourself? Obviously, you played in intense games before, but, I mean, you played a lot of snaps in that one and just the stakes that there were.
Best players got to play, you know. So, I just – something with me, I just want to be out there all the time, you know. That's just how I am. That's the kind of guy I am. So.
Even when you're dog tired.
Yeah, man.
How many snaps did you play?
I don't really know, but I know it was up there. It was up there. It might have been the most I ever played, but I know it was up there. I think so.
How'd you feel Sunday morning?
Oh, I mean, it was all right. But, you know, I was hurting a little bit, but I was all right.
How does it feel to know that you couldn't have done that 2 years ago when you first arrived here?
Oh, man, just working. I've just been working nonstop every day. Just working hard to try to improve myself, make myself better on and off the field. So, and you know, it's kind of paying off now, you know. So,
why is this defensive line so much better than last year?
The off season, you know, we had a big off season, you know, with our strength coach, Coach Campbell. You know, he really tested us mentally, more mentally than physically, honestly. You know, he would do things to try to get us uncomfortable and just try to let us know that, you know, we ain't gonna die, you know, and things like that. Just really broke us down and rebuilded us, reshaped us, especially me, man. So
do games like that 40 game help you get through those times in the summer when you guys are getting pushed to the limit like that, or is that not even
games like that Florida game?
Yeah, last year, like the second half and how that
went. Got away from me.
Oh,
it doesn't really factor into anything like that.
I mean, no, not for me. Not really.
Last question for Javon.
Whenever football is done for you down the road, hopefully a long time from now, what do you see yourself doing?
Fishing, shooting some deers, stuff like that, playing with my kids, living on some land somewhere, doing something. I don't know, man. I could be doing anything, man. I don't know. You never know with me.